Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I need the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
All right, so I'm Jared Goodstadt, CEO of Audio Up, here with some of my favorite people on the planet, Hero the Band.
Hey, what's up, JJ?
And we are in week number 4, but for anyone listening, no matter where you are in any of the episodes, we wanted to a little bit of a backstory on Hero the Band, the making of this incredible project, and also talk about how the casting process for this thing and how this whole thing came to be, because although COVID plays a pretty large storyline in the Sonic Leap project, it also plays a large storyline in how we got from meeting this incredible band to where we are now. So first and foremost, let's just dive right in. So where are you today?
We are in Houston, Texas. We are
Austin.
On the main.
We're in Austin.
That's some rock star shit where you don't know where you are. Just don't.
Just waking up, performing, you know?
Yeah, we're in Austin. We're about to perform, opening up for the morning today on the Mayday tour. So it's been awesome.
Awesome. I imagine that your lives have become a bit more busy and exciting, since not only have you released the podcast, but at the same time your tour fired up, and it's been a hot minute since the touring was happening, right?
Absolutely. Definitely. Yeah, man. Now, it's been amazing, like you said, coming from, you know, the whole pandemic and everything like that, been down for those 2 years, you know, so getting back active out here, been around people, you know, kissing babies, you know, just celebrating, and then the podcast finally being birthed, man. It's just a beautiful time to be alive, you know.
It's incredible. So I'm going to rewind here. I met Hero the Band through a person that originally signed them. His name was Jason Flom. He showed me a photo of the band, and immediately I said, if these guys sound as good as they look, I bet you they're going to be the biggest band in the world. And for anyone who can't see what they look like, because we're on a podcast right now, they are enthusiastic, energetic, psychedelic, African-American rock band, something that's never been really done, I think, at this level. I can't really think of too many other bands that have this
true.
Sort of makeup.
Very true.
And we immediately got together and started working on records, and the best laid plans, as they say, sometimes there's a famous saying about this, but we had incredible records out of the gate, and then, you know, we're making plans, everyone's excited, you're signed to one of the biggest labels in the world. Which in this modern day music business, you know, that's a plus or a minus depending on how people look at it. But ultimately, you know, this became a story of true independence, because we had this music, the world shut down. And what happened next was I said, hey guys, let's turn this into a movie for your ears. So a big elaborate setup of, and just explain to me from your perspective, you know, this must have sounded like a crazy idea from your end. You know, what was going through your head at that time with COVID starting and the podcast firing up? You guys must have been in just like a funky headspace.
It was almost too good to be true or to believe. Not too good, but it was a little hard to believe. Just like everybody else, we were like, it'll go, it'll pass over, it'll, you know, everything will be right in a couple months. And when it finally, like when May happened, when it kind of became solidified that we were still going to be in lockdown, we had prepared some music, with you and also with us as a band with Donovan and things like that. We had like 2 projects ready to go, and it kind of just halted everything. We all were kind of just like wow, you know, the shocker.
To piggyback off that too, I think it was the shock factor. I agree with DJ. Everybody thought it was going to pass over, like, oh, probably done in like 2 weeks, 2 months, maybe tops. And it just continues. So, I mean, it kind of, I guess, lays into what the podcast and what Zach wrote. It was an amazing writer. But just kind of like it all kind of came to fruition because the world literally shut down. Couldn't really even go in studios or anything. We were doing this once a week, always on the phone, just trying to figure it all out.
Yeah, and to add to that, this is Justin, a.k.a. Pootie, talking right now. And I think that, you know, it became real once we actually got to L.A. with you guys and actually did the podcast. And then shouts out to Donovan, because when Donovan grabbed a hold of it, I mean, that's when it became a movie in your ears, literally. I mean, you could paint a picture just hearing the different sound design that he used, and him and Sam actually honing in that story even tighter. And every time you hear an edit, you're like, that's definitely got to be the finished product. And then now you're hearing it live, and it's like, what? I never heard this version before, and it's super dope. It's super dope, man.
Oh, well, I love listening to it because it sounds exactly like you said. Like, everybody who was part of this process, it sounds like a movie. And, you know, the only thing that I think is now, wow, how good would this look if this was like a cartoon? But for me, what came alive to me when I was like, you know, a lot of times I'm trying to sell people a dream, sell everybody the dream, like, we're going to do this thing. Where the day that you met Anthony Anderson, for me, was also like, it was like, I wanted you guys to see and believe what I believed too about what this project was. So I'm going to play a clip of you, you know, just in edit here. I'm going to play a clip of when you met Anthony Anderson, and I'm going to let that play here.
How is the motherfucker that's supposed to keep time in the band going to be the late one getting on the call?
Oh, you have no idea. Being late on this call is the least of your worries.
I'm good, man.
The motherfucker that's supposed to keep time in the band.
Yeah, you're the late motherfucker. Nothing much. Hey, look here, motherfucker. You costing the band money by being late. Y'all need to find this motherfucker. Find his ass. I mean, I've been cooling this COVID, man. I mean, you know, we've been doing Blackish. We were one of the first productions back. Now, Bam Bam, who you got on the video with you, Bam Bam?
This is Donovan, who's our producer. He's pretty much editing all of our podcast stuff that we're doing over here, and he's our producer. Met him in high school, you know, brother from another, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm Justin. This is the guitar player, guitarist.
Oh, okay.
He's the oldest, but he's the smallest.
Okay.
Big dad, so small package, baby.
Man, we ain't scared of all that. Anybody want to hear all this?
I feel you, man, but... But like I was telling the other brothers, man, I dig the concept. I haven't heard any of the music yet, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to hear that before I leave the crib today. But, I signed on this, on to do this, man, because I dig the story. And I dig that y'all brothers doing this shit together, man. I understand what that's about, man. So that's why I'm here.
We appreciate it, man, because we're big fans. And it's kind of surreal, man, like just being... on this Zoom call with you, man. We're big fans.
Hey, mama's house. I do it, man. I'm just trying to make y'all proud. I'm just trying to make y'all feel good about having me a part of it and shit, and not sit back and be like, why y'all get that motherfucker? Said entertainer wasn't available. We had to get that motherfucker. Nobody could get Said.
Did someone tell him something?
I pray and I hope that this catapults you guys to the levels that you wanted and that you see for yourself. And that it takes you beyond that. It takes you beyond your wildest dreams, fellas. All right, fellas. Y'all be safe out there, man, until we meet in person. One love, for sure.
All right,
so what was that like when you met Anthony, you know, for the first time? That must have been, you guys were in Atlanta, I think, during that time.
Yeah, we were in Atlanta at the time. And, I mean, just meeting Anthony Anderson, big energy, everything that we grew up watching him to be. From Barbershop to so many different movies and everything. Then I think that was like, Big Mama's House. Just a lot of different movies. And those are some of like our top movies that we, from Anthony. But like I said, him being an inspiration and being a pioneer in the entertainment industry, just all the way around, you know.
Philanthropist.
It was amazing. You know what I mean? Just super inspiring. And to have that one-on-one and to have him believe in, you know, this whole podcast and believe in Sonic Leap.
believe in you guys' vision and our vision as well. So it just made sense, man. So
I think it was because he was funny. He cracked jokes right out of the gate because we were late for the call. Even though he didn't know, we were playing phone tag with Tom. But it was just fun to have a natural connection with him right off that, you know. And you were there, so you know what it was like.
I was dying. I was trying not to laugh and not to crack up. But the other incredible moment, it was also Trippy Red. You know, not every day does a rock band, you know, with kind of the sound that you have. I was nervous, you know, playing him Might Find Love, being like, was he going to understand it? Was he going to think this was something just so weird? And I saw his face as he was listening to it. And, you know, to me, it said, music is music. Because immediately when he started singing, or his version of Stadium Rock with you, every time I hear that verse in there, I get crazy chills. I'm going to play just a quick, you know, sound up here of the song. I know you want me to. Did you want me to? Because I've been wanting you. I know you want me too, and I've been wanting you.
I know you want me too, and I've been wanting you. Let me hear that.
You know, what was that like hearing his verse on that song? That was literally from the first time we met. We put that song together. We were in the studio. We have all this incredible, you know, excitement of it was almost like that moment when you realize you're going to be friends with somebody for a long time. The first day I met all you, and you know, we were in the studio, and the excitement is, I don't know if you're like that every time you go in with someone, but it's contagious. And if you could bottle it, it would be the best drug in the world. But what was it like seeing the song go from that first day to it travel literally through time and space, and all of a sudden Trippy Red's on this thing?
JJJJ, you couldn't have said that any better. I mean, the idea of Trippy Red being on this particular song, Might Find Love, we already knew it was a smash. And it was like, I wonder how he's going to interpret this this song, you know, and how is he going to, you know, make it hit, his version of, or his part of the song to come alive. And then actually hearing it the first time, it was like, whoa. I mean, he took it to a whole another dynamic. The level is already limitless, but he took it to another place, like, that you never probably could hear it. And I mean, it's a great place. It's a new world now that we've created and collided and fused, almost like Dragon Ball Z, man, you know, the fusion. You know what I mean? We went from Hero the Band to Hero Trippy, you know, Trippy Hero, you know what I mean?
No, and to piggyback off that, just simply, I think, what you said, this, you know, music is music. And I think when I first heard his verse, it was kind of like, it took, when you're recording a song, and anybody who's a creative knows, you know, you kind of get stuck in that room. So for him to be in another room and give his interpretation of what he heard the first time he heard the record was amazing. It was phenomenal, and I love this record. It's spinning all over the radio.
I cannot believe it. People are hitting me up every day going, I heard Hero the Band on Sirius. So God bless Sirius XM. I love it when people step up and show up.
Nah, I mean, the same thing. You must add it to the guys. I mean, simply put, Trippy a rock star. We rock stars. Rock stars unite and make magic. You know what I mean? Audio Whoop, Jingle Jared, the whole squad. You guys are rock stars. So.
You guys are honestly the greatest. So give me the next few tour dates where people can see you, because if they hear this next week, give me some more cities where people can see you play.
Well, you'd be surprised to know that
the Farewell
tonight
Tour
is one night before the last. Tomorrow's the last night with Warning until the next time. We talked to them, but we got some exciting news. Possibly we might be going to Mexico to tour with them. Because the manager, Rudy, was, you know, loving it, man. We've been loving the bond, the family bond, the family affair we've had on the road.
We love it.
We got some business decisions to take care of, and we got to keep pushing this Audio Up, Sonic Leaf project. And that's what you guys can look forward to. Hero the Band, Sonic Leaf, Audio Up, and a couple other cool things we can't name right now.
Incredible. And if anybody wants to check out Hero the Band off this podcast, you can hear Sonic Leap. wherever you get podcasts and on Stitcher, and you can hear their music on SiriusXM, wherever you stream music as well, Spotify and Apple. And you can find them on Instagram at Hero the Band and all their other socials. Just check them out. They're incredible. And if you can see them live, I highly recommend it. Much love to the entire Hero the Band family. Love you guys. And I will see you guys soon.
Thank you, man. Take care, man.
Hey, and final words before we log off here, man. That drug that is that you were speaking of, we have got it bottled up and it'll be on shelves very soon.
Hell yeah. I'll take some.
Love you guys.
All right. Peace, guys.
Peace, man. Thank you, JJ.
Bye.
Don't wanna believe in love at first sight. Don't wanna be the one to say goodbye. Stay on my mind, but you're still out of sight. Sight. Be my love. Can we stand it when the road gets rough? Perfect lightning through the turn.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
I made the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.